but I was mostly human. I'm mostly not, he sighed. If only I could tell you what everything looks like to me, it's so beautiful. Lobsang stared into the air above the little wooden bobbins. Things twinkled. There were complex curves and spirals, brilliant against the blackness. It was like looking at a clock in pieces, with every wheel and spring carefully laid out in the dark in front of him. Dismantled, controllable, every part of it understood. But a number of small but important things had gone ping into the corners of a very large room. If you were really good, then you could work out where they'd landed.
"You've only got about a third of the spinners," came the voice of Lutse. "The rest are smashed."
Lobsang couldn't see him. There was only the glittering show before his eyes.
"That is true. But once they were whole," he said.
He raised his hands and lowered them on the bobbins. Susan looked around at the sudden grinding noise and saw row after row of columns rising out of the dust and debris. They stood like lines of soldiers, dust cascading from them.
"Good trick!" Lutse shouted to Susan's ear above the thunder. "Feeding time into the spinners themselves. Theoretically possible, but we never managed to do it."
"Do you know what he's actually going to do?" Susan shouted back.
"Yeah, snatch the extra time out of bits of history that are too far ahead and shove it into the bits that have fallen behind."
"Sounds simple."
"Just one problem."
"What?"
"Can't do it. Losses."
Lutse snapped his fingers, trying to explain time dynamics to a non-initiate.
"Friction, divergence, all sorts of stuff. You can't create time on the spinners. You can only move it around."
There was a sudden bright blue glow around Lobsang. It flickered over the board and then snapped across the air to form arcs of light leading to all the procrastinators. It crawled between the carved symbols and clung to them in a thickening layer, like cotton winding on a reel. Lutse looked at the whirling light and the shadow within it, almost lost against the glow.
"At least," he added, "until now."
The spinners wound up to their working speed and then went faster under the lash of the light. It poured across the cavern in a solid, unending stream. Flames licked around the bottom of the nearest cylinder. The base was glowing, and the noise from its stone bearing was joining a rising, cavern-filling scream of stone in distress. Lutse shook his head.
"Yo, Susan, buckets of water from the wells. Yo, Miss Unity, you follow her with the grease pails."
"And what are you going to do?" said Susan, grabbing two buckets.
"I'm going to worry like hell, and that's not an easy job, believe me."
Steam built up then, and there was a smell of burning butter. There was no time for anything but to run from the wells to the nearest spitting bearing and back, and there was not enough time even for that. The spinners turned back and forth. There was no need for the jumpers now. The crystal rods that had survived the crash hung uselessly from their hooks as time arced overhead from one procrastinator to another, showing up as red or blue glows in the air. It was a sight to frighten the knoptus off any trained spinner driver Lutse knew. It looked like a cascade running wild, but there was some control in there, some huge pattern being woven. Bearings squealed, butter bubbled, the bases of some spinners were smoking. But things held. They're being held, Lutse thought. He looked up at the registers. The board slammed back and forth, sending lines of red or blue or bare wood across the wall of the cavern. There was a pall of white smoke around them as their own wooden bearings gently charred. Past and future were streaming through the air. The sweeper could feel them. On the podium, Lobsang was wrapped in the glow. The bobbins were not being moved anymore. What was going on now was on some other level, which didn't need the intervention of crude mechanisms. Lion tamer, Lutse thought. He starts off needing chairs and whips, but one day, if he's really good, he can go into the cage and do the show using nothing more than eye and voice. But only if he's really good. And then you'll know if he's really good, because he'll come out of the cage again. He stopped his prowl along the thundering lines because there was a change in the sound. One of the biggest spinners was slowing down. It stopped as Lutse watched, and didn't start again. Lutse raced around the cavern until he found Susan and Unity. Three more spinners stopped before he reached them.
"He's doing it! He's doing it! Come away!" he shouted.
With a jolt that shook the floor, another spinner stopped. The three ran towards the end of the cavern, where the smaller procrastinators were still whirling, but the halt was...